Welcome to Cyber News Daily, where today we'll dive into Apple's chilly hell backdoor and iCloud zero-click spyware campaigns, Microsoft's AI-powered phishing wave and Patch Tuesday fixes, critical Linux kernel vulnerabilities, NPM's massive supply chain compromise and Telegram's bot-related data breaches. And now for the Apple beat. Here's what's making headlines this week. First off, researchers at Jamf uncovered a four-year blind spot in Apple's macOS security. A backdoor called Chilly Hell slipped through notarization checks by tweaking timestamps and switching protocols, quietly infecting thousands of Macs until now. In Europe, France's cybersecurity agency, ANSSI, and CERT-FR confirmed multiple spyware strikes against iCloud-linked devices. Apple has warned customers about not one, but four separate campaigns exploiting zero-day and zero-click flaws to target high-profile users. Victims, including some in France, received notifications of these mercenary spyware attacks back on September 3rd. Meanwhile, a fresh phishing ploy is abusing Apple's own iCloud calendar invites. Scammers are sending legitimate-looking calendar alerts via Apple's servers, dropping malicious links for remote access tools, malware payloads, and credential-stealing forms. Apple urges users to scrutinize unsolicited invites and enable lockdown mode if you suspect foul play. On the vulnerability front, Apple quietly patched a critical remote code execution hole in CarPlay's IAP2 protocol, tracked as CVE-2025-24132, but many vehicles remain unpatched. They also released macOS Ventura 13.7.8 to fix an image I/O memory corruption bug, and iOS 18.6.2 addressed improper input validation in Siri shortcuts and shared web credentials that could let attackers run persistent background tasks or abuse sandbox permissions. A zero-day in Apple Media Services affecting every platform rounds out the urgent updates. In more proactive moves, Apple has opened applications for its 2026 Security Research Device Program, offering unlocked iPhones to vetted researchers hunting down the next big iOS flaw. On the hardware side, the just-launched iPhone 17 and the upcoming iPhone Air introduce memory integrity enforcement, a new memory safety layer designed to block side-channel leaks and make cryptographic wallets far tougher to crack. Elsewhere in tech diplomacy, China has ramped up fines for data breaches, and Google made headlines by paying bug bounties on the spot at a recent cloud security hackathon. Through it all, Apple keeps doubling down on privacy and cybersecurity, urging users to stay updated, review calendar invites carefully, and consider lockdown mode if you're in the crosshairs of sophisticated spyware. That's the latest from Cupertino's front lines. Stay safe, stay patched, and we'll see you next time. Coming up in today's Microsoft Security Roundup, here's what you need to know. One, AI-powered phishing. Phishing campaign security researchers warn of a new phishing wave targeting Microsoft 365 users. Attackers leverage simplified AI to craft convincing lures, ranging from fake Axios bulletins to bogus Teams meeting invites that trick victims into revealing credentials or installing malware. Two, critical vulnerabilities and Patch Tuesday. This month's Patch Tuesday brings fixes for roughly 8086 CVEs across Windows, Office, Azure, and other products, including two zero-day flaws. Key patched issues include a kernel information leak bug, CVE-2025-53136, that bypasses Windows KASLR in Win 11 Server 2022. A SharePoint on-prem RCE that lets unauthenticated attackers gain admin control. Four Windows Defender firewall flaws, enabling local privilege escalation. A folder redirect bypass in Defender, and a UEFI secure boot exploit used by hybrid Petya ransomware. An NTOS kernel info disclosure vulnerability and WSUS susceptibility to NTLM relay attacks. Three, corporate security risks Store, Winget, and Teams. Enterprises are cautioned about the Microsoft Store and Winget. Attackers or disgruntled insiders could silently install unapproved tools. On the brighter side, Teams now flags suspected malicious links in private chats, aiming to curb wallet hijacking schemes and links to rogue websites. 4. Harden your environment, Sentinel honeypots, and Azure logging. A growing best practice is deploying honeypot SOCs via Microsoft Sentinel. These decoy systems capture attacker tactics, login attempts, credential spray patterns, and feed dashboards for real-time threat hunting. Equally vital, retain Azure storage logs to trace unauthorized access and forensic data. 5. Political heat. Senator Wyden's FTC push. US Senator Ron Wyden has fired off multiple letters to the FTC demanding an investigation into Microsoft's cybersecurity practices. He cites the 2024 Ascension Hospital ransomware breach linked to insecure RC4-based Kerberos roasting, and accuses Microsoft of gross negligence that risks critical infrastructure nationwide. 6. Other notable mentions. Stefan Kantak highlights new security blunders in Windows File Explorer. A deep dive on BIOS-level rootkits shows removal attempts can brick gaming laptops. Defensive Security, podcast episode 320, covers Microsoft's decision to stop sharing proof-of-concept exploit code with China. For personal defense, recent reviews rank the top antivirus solutions for Windows laptops in 2025. Dataverse administrators get tips on using row and object-level security to tighten data access controls. That's today's Microsoft Security Briefing. Stay tuned for more updates and stay safe out there. Next up in Linux news, a sweeping batch of critical kernel vulnerabilities has just come to light, spanning versions up to 6.17 RC2. Here's your high-level breakdown. 1. Privilege escalation, CVE-2025-39781, Paris, flush, cache, RA map, lets attackers gain root. CVE-2025-39753 and CVE-2025-39749, RCU, RID, unlock, and CVE-2025-39752, Rockchip, SOT, SMP, SOFI, prepare, chip, CPUs, also allow local users to elevate privileges. CVE-2025-39 unknown function, plus flaws in the crypto and ALSA subsystems round out this category. 2. Denial of service. Networking hooks like BR and multicast, query R expired, net dev assert but locked, HBNC RIG value init, and PRR warn in cut mem leak can be driven to crash the kernel. File systems and storage components from JBD2 log troy DU checkpoint to beta say IOCT say quota should rescan are hit by DOS bugs as a Wi-Fi drivers. ATH 10K PCI, ATH 12K DP OX peer TIG setup. Auxiliary routines including module choart for OBR arch dark sections, RZG to AR ADC, PM call handler, MRMAP, and the IIO syscalib part mode function are also vulnerable. 3. Information disclosure. CVE-2025-0403-300 via PRCTL manipulation, the XK top notify race, CVE-2025-39796, and flaws in the RXTID argument permit leaks of sensitive data. 4. Buffer overflows and memory corruption. Key victims include X4E's CB, CVE-2025-39790, BPF is branch taken, CVE-2025-39748, the SOC MDT loader function, and an IO-IO-ing bug, CVE-2025-39793. A newly revealed exploit technique targets the older use after free CVE-2024-50264. Last but not least, the kernel community has shipped patches to mitigate the new VMscape speculative execution flaw impacting Intel and AMD CPUs. If you're running any affected version, update to the latest stable release ASAP to lock down these critical holes. Up next in NPM news, a massive supply chain attack has plunged the JavaScript ecosystem into high alert. Late last week, a phishing email duped a key NPM maintainer, giving attackers control of 18 of the community's most popular packages, including household names like Chalk and Debug. In total, those libraries see roughly 2.6 billion downloads every week, meaning millions of apps and services temporarily pulled in malicious code. Here's what went down. Once inside, hackers injected crypto-stealing malware into the packages. As developers installed or updated these modules, the malware quietly monitored Web3 calls and tried to redirect wallet transactions to attacker-controlled addresses. React Native Expo teams even flagged suspicious behavior after running NPM audit, helping to sound the alarm. The good news, the campaign appears to have netted less than $1,100 in stolen funds, thanks to rapid detection by security teams and a swift NPM takedown of the tainted versions. Ledger's CTO and other experts praised the quick response, though they warned this could easily have been far worse. Reactions in the crypto community were mixed. Some dismissed it as a minor incident because so little was lost, while others called it a wake-up call, underscoring how fragile open source supply chains can be. Best practices were front and center: enable two-factor authentication on your NPM account, run regular audits with tools like NPM Audit or third-party scanners, and pin your dependencies to known good versions whenever possible. In short, this may be the largest NPM supply chain compromise on record. And it's a reminder to every JavaScript developer that even trusted everyday modules can become entry points for malware. Stay vigilant, lock down your maintainer credentials, and keep those dependencies clean. Next up in Telegram news, we've got a roundup of the latest security developments, incidents, and improvements on the platform. First, a serious data breach. A misconfigured Telegram bot exposed the personal details of more than 195,000 users. This leak has triggered fresh scrutiny of Telegram's backend and sparked calls for tighter oversight of third-party bots. Security researchers have pointed out flaws in the way some bots handle user data, and a Russian cybersecurity firm went as far as to identify 17 malicious mobile apps siphoning off Telegram credentials. Meanwhile, Russian authorities continue issuing alerts about new malware campaigns delivered via Telegram links and fake updates. They're warning about SIM card cloning attacks targeting Telegram users, and advising everyone to enable two-factor authentication, regularly update apps, and avoid clicking suspicious links. At the same time, law enforcement is cracking down on illegal content, drug trafficking channels, extremist groups, and crypto mining operations, using the platform for coordination. On the flip side, Telegram itself has rolled out a wave of security enhancements. The team has introduced features to curb fake accounts and scams, bolster encryption options, and give users more control over their data. They've also been touting new privacy tools designed to protect group chats and file transfers, as well as an anti-scam bot that flags suspicious links in real time. Experts stress that despite its robust end-to-end encryption, Telegram isn't immune to risk, especially in business settings. They recommend pairing it with dedicated corporate solutions or switching to specialized secure messaging services when discussing highly sensitive information. In the ever-evolving world of cyber threats, user vigilance and regular security audits remain crucial. Stay with us for more updates on cybersecurity and messaging platforms. Thanks for tuning in. Catch our next cybersecurity episode airing weekly and stay one step ahead of the hackers.